Good morning. My name is Kenneth Thurman, and I'm the chair of the California Boating and Waterways Commission from Oxnard, California, and welcome to the Boating and Waterways Commission workshop. As a reminder, this is not a formal commission meeting nor a commission hearing. There is not a quorum and will be less informal and more casual in style. We will not be making any decisions, but rather we'll be discussing and appointing subcommittees and or working groups of the commission. This will be an open discussion. We please ask that you state your name before speaking, and we look forward to a productive discussion and engagement on these subcommittees and our working groups. I call to order the November 18, 2021 Commission Workshop, and this meeting is being held virtually on Zoom. As a reminder to everyone, this meeting is a live webcast and can be viewed at www.calspan.org. The archive video will be available on the Calspan website as well. At this time, I'd like to introduce department staff, Ramona Fernandez, Acting Deputy Director, Division of Boating and Waterways, Karen Dill, Chief of Grants and Loans, Division of Boating and Waterways, Catherine Tobias, Legal Counsel, California State Parks, Bob Weller, Lead Training Consultant, California State Parks Training Section, and Daniel Cohen, Training Consultant, California State Parks Training Section. So for the first item on our agenda, Bob Weller will be facilitating this workshop and will provide an overview of his role for today. Bob Weller is the department's lead training consultant. He works in the training section where he designs and delivers both in-person and online classes on topics of communication and leadership development. He also facilitates classes, conferences, and meetings through the department and provides customized coaching on topics such as public speaking, curriculum design, and business writing. Also in attendance at today's workshop is Daniel Cohen. Daniel Cohen is a training consultant with the Department of Training Section. His specialty is instruction design and e-learning. Daniel holds an MBA from CSU Sacramento and a BA from UC Davis. His experience and volunteer work includes presiding over meetings and committees. Did you wish to speak, Mr. Waller?
Hi, I had a few technical difficulties and just got on to hear my name.
Did you have anything? I'm sorry, I'm cutting out too.
I apologize, Ken. I had kept technical difficulties getting on, and I literally heard, did you have anything to say, Mr. Waller, as soon as I got on?
I did. I introduced the role as a facilitator, you, Mr. Cohen, and I just asked if you had anything you wanted to add before we move forward.
I want to add that I'm very happy to be here. I am not an insider in the world of boating and waterways, but a big fan of boating and lived on the Delta my whole life and very happy to be here facilitating.
Thank you, Mr. Waller. So next on the agenda, it's appointment of subcommittees and working groups. And at this time, we'll move forward with establishing and appointing certain committees and working groups with potential topics that include, but are not limited to, the following: program development, revenue generating opportunities, and funding sources. Once these committees and work group members are appointed and or selected, titles and subjects are established, we will then split into breakout rooms where we can discuss goals and objectives, what type of resources are available and what type of resources are needed, expertise and expertise needed. I will now refer to Bob Weller to further explain the details and structure of the breakout sessions.
Thank you, Chairman Ehrman. So we have three committees, and our goal here is to have a breakout session very shortly. In those sessions, we'll be discussing the three topics that Chairman Ehrman just mentioned: revenue generation, alternative funding sources, and program development. So those are the three ad hoc committees that we need to form. And I want to have a conversation starting in just a moment about who would like to be on what committee. When we do break out into the breakout rooms, you'll be given a certain amount of time to talk about what your goals for your committee should be, how you plan to get started, who's going to serve what function on each of the committees, and so on. We want to make sure an important part of this is we want to make sure that our committees are well balanced. We are very happy to see representation from the commission is here, representation from the boating public, representation from people in boating related industries. And we want to make sure that the committees have a good balance in that sense. And that I'm very happy to see a high degree of interest, and a lot of people want to be on multiple committees, but we are going to have to make sure that there is a balance on each of those committees. Chairman Ehrman, is it time to go ahead and start breaking down into committees and having that conversation?
Let's hear from Deputy Director Ramona Fernandez.
Hi. Before we kind of get started on that, I do want to just kind of make a couple of comments. First, yes, I definitely want to say thank you. We are really excited for this engagement. We are excited that we do have lots of participation participation as we move through this. We, as Chairman Ehrman mentioned, that we are going to be formulating ad hoc committees. I believe is, we did say that right, and also not limiting, as the facilitator mentioned, not limiting the amount. We definitely want the expertise in each of those areas, so that we have a good, well-rounded engagement on each topic, and want the best ideas and proposals to move forward. So with that saying, I think the other is that we can kind of start kind of looking through the interest in the voting community. I will also be identifying some key division staff that will also participate on each committee. We're excited that the members of the voting industry are engaged with us. And so we can go ahead and get that started, Mr. Chair.
So, and I wanted to reiterate some of the things I said yesterday as well. The intention for this endeavor is to create ad hoc committees for the period of approximately a year. Will conclude in December of 2022. Ad hoc committees in a sense that there's a possibility that we could identify items that will continue on into standing committees. Not every topic here has the potential to be a permanent ongoing committee. That's hence the ad hoc committee. There was concerns yesterday, rightly so, about the inclusiveness and the ability to participate. And again, this is a work in progress. This is especially for me and most in the commissioners, the first time we've endeavored to establish these working groups. And so we have no desire to exclude any participation from anyone. I will tell you that to work independently and in functioning groups, I don't see it how it could be possible for certain people to be on multiple committees and multiple subcommittees, which would preclude us from ever meeting essentially at the same time or in the same area. So I think we'll probably have to look within the stakeholders to decide amongst themselves what committees they want to be a part of, so we can narrow it down and have functioning groups. We're not excluding any of the people who've requested to volunteer. I just don't see how it would be functional to have multiple, certain individuals essentially serving on every single committee at the same time. And that would probably be the only caveat to how we would determine the size of our committees. But yes, there is no, at least on my part, I'm speaking for the department's intention to exclude anyone. In fact, we still endeavor to find volunteerism from other parts of the industry as well, or from the general public. So that's what I would really say about how we're determining the size and the functioning of the committees.
Chair Ehrman, I would like to note that we do have a question from our attendees. If you'd like to go ahead, and I can unmute them if that.
Sure, that's good. Fine.
Okay. So Mark Smith. Mark, you should be on the call.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to participate today, and thank you for the next step forward in the workshop process. I want to acknowledge that I agree with most everything that has been said so far, except for the comments about participation in more than one committee. My experiences coming from working with a committee process like this at the Department of Fish and Wildlife, which recently had over a year and a half of eight different subcommittees meeting on their R3 program to recruit, reactivate, and retain more people into outdoor activities, was that it was possible to participate in multiple committee and that they didn't always all meet at the same time. I would like to suggest that I think that you have a small, concentrated, and dedicated community who is interested in these issues. That's been my experience working on this over the past 3 years. I'm still relatively new to this space. Jerry and Bo, my colleagues who joined me in advocacy for the majority of the groups in the recreational boating and marine space, will have their own perspective on this. But I think you would be best served by allowing people to serve on multiple committees, because again, you have a small and dedicated and talented group of people who want to participate. And I think we should take advantage of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there was another hand raised, if we would like to continue with comments.
Sure.
Okay. Jerry Desmond, you should be.
Thank you, Megan.
Yes.
Perfect. Hi, Jerry Desmond with Recreational Boaters of California. Two thoughts. One is to reiterate what Mark just said. I think even if the folks are not active participants, there are some individuals and several in the boating industry and recreational boating that have talents and skills and experience that cross into different subcommittees. And if they met at the same, or working group, if they met at the same time, it would, it's going to cause logistical issues for each group. An example would be, you know, former commissioners who I think have put in their request to participate, who have extensive experience in all matters of the division. And even if they're just listening in or adding a comment or two, I think they would be valuable participants, and at the same time they're precluded. And then the second is, and maybe this is also part of the agenda, is the function, you know, the role and function of the working groups vis-a-vis the recommendations to, you know, that are the end product of this. I guess we haven't, I'm sure that you folks have in mind, but I think it'd be helpful for everybody up front, if you do plan to address it, is I'm guessing that the decision-making process is still, you know, the stakeholders provide input to each of the working groups, but the decisions are made by the commissioners and the division and the department. It's not a consensus, it's not a consensus-driven process. It's not a vote-taking process, but whatever it is, it would be nice to have that kind of structure and procedure known up front. And I'm sure you have in mind to do so. So thank you.
And I would all, I just would reiterate the fact that your point's well taken about the ability to have knowledge on multiple subject areas. And by that, nobody would be precluded from attending or participating in the meeting per se. They just may not be in the actual inner working of the working group, but these meetings will not be held private, and public comment won't be precluded when the meetings are being held. So even if somebody isn't actually on the group, that doesn't preclude them from bringing their institutional knowledge or their input into these processes.
And that goes the same with the division. You know, we may have staff that have that expertise in multiple areas of these. So we definitely want, you know, the expertise across all of these different committees. And I'll kind of discuss, Jerry, thanks for your comment on, yes, the recommendations. So in this process, is the goal of each of these is obviously we want to hear and work closely with engaging with the boating community as we move forward in our process for some solvency on the Harvest and Watercraft Revolving Fund shortfall. So it will be recommendations that we hope to, you know, have. And for us, the state, the department, to look at those as well as with the commission, and you know, move forward on during the state process.
Is there any other questions, Megan?
Check. I don't believe so. Yes, there are so far at this time two questions. So I'm going to Bo Biller. You should be unmuted.
Hi, Mr. Chair. Bo Biller on behalf of the MRA, California Harbor Masters and Port Captains of the California Yacht Brokers Association. Within the three, subcommittees, which you have detailed, could you add some more substance, maybe subsets to those? I went to our various groups and asked for volunteers that would be not only willing, but capable to add advice and consent on some of these items. But I wonder, for example, under revenue generation, I assume that we're talking about permitting, perhaps motorized, non-motorized, other issues, but some of the other items, I would just wonder, so we can divide our folks up into the various areas that they care about, if we could have a little more substance, maybe subgroups to the three subcommittees. I don't want to over wordsmith this, but that's my basic.
No, I get what you're saying. These suggested topics and subtopics at this point are suggestions, and the working groups are able to further break it down to more subsections or more robust endeavors. These aren't set in stone. The working groups will be able to determine if additional information or different topics are needed as well.
Very good, thank you.
There was another hand raised, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Charlie Helms.
Yes, thank you. I guess it's just part of the confusion. There were two items I was very interested in. Oh, I'm past president of California Association of Harbor Masters and Port Captains, but I'm interested. I live on the beach in Northern California, and the non-motorized issues and the beach erosion issues. But now I'm confused as to what should I do when the committee options come up. And I'm sorry I'm getting so granular, but I would like to be involved in those, but I don't want to clutter the process. Thanks.
I would say at this phase, again, in a sense, it's almost an experimental endeavor. This is the creation of newly creation of these committees. Again, no matter what occurs going forward, you won't be precluded from providing input to the other meetings as well. So I'm not sure if that answers your question. I do see that you had multiple items you were interested in. We're just trying to make sure that the committees can function independently of each other without having to be tied to when one person is available for three different committees, but no one will be precluded for providing input from the other committees as well when they meet. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. It does help.
Anything else, Megan?
At this time, no.
And I would also reiterate, too, that once we do sort up into these groups, we'll still explore what the structure will be. Doesn't necessarily mean we can decide who's in charge, how the information is shared. Again, this is a collaborative effort we're trying to establish here. So there's not a hard, fast rule about who gets to do what. We're just trying to make these committees at this moment as functional as we possibly can.
And I would just add that as these ad hoc meetings develop, that yes, there could be, again, the committee members that are identified, you know, could find that some of the colleagues within the members of the voting organizations or within DBW, that, you know, it will cross over. So they may ask, you know, expertise in one specific area as they work through these particular topics and subcategories within that you may find that you're going to bring on other expertise in those areas to help assist with the issues.
And I think also an example now is if to attempt to break into to the three subgroups to try to interact in the breakout sessions, it's kind of difficult to, we have multiple people that are on all three of them or on two or three of them. So that's kind of what we're just trying to avoid, the inability to work at the same time if people are serving on every different, kind of looking and kind of hoping amongst yourselves, you could kind of decide what would be the most important one for you to sit on. Again, but not precluding you from being a part of any of them when they meet. I'm guessing that's it, right, Megan?
Double check. Yes, Mr. Chair. I'm not seeing any other hands raised at this time.
And I would just say lastly, if any questions would probably be the best format would be doing it as a group now. If anybody has any questions, it might be difficult to share the information once we break into breakout groups. So I would just advise anyone who has any type of FYI question, please ask now.
And just a reminder to those listening in, if you're dialing in by phone, it's *9 to raise your hand. I do see one hand raised. Let me see here. Mark Smith, you should be on.
Thanks. Because we're meeting virtually and we can only see you as opposed to other people in the room, can you give us an understanding of how many people are participating in the workshop today? I'm just curious because the workshop in San Diego had about 10 or 12 people in it. I know that each of us, Jerry, Bo, and I, and I know that there are other groups, I'm sorry if I keep referring exclusively to us, with NMMA, MRA, Harbor Masters, the Yacht Brokers, RBOC, constitute the primary interest groups. And I know that we have put forward names and members. I'm just curious if you could tell us how many people are participating before we go into the various breakout groups.
Megan, yeah.
Mr. Chair, I do have that number. So at this time on the webinar, we have 24 people listed as attendees on this call. That's not including the panelists that you see on the screen. I would also like to mention that when we go into breakout rooms, it will be on a different meeting. So you will be able to, you'll have more permission to talk and you can turn on your camera and whatnot when we go into those rooms. So we're on a Zoom webinar. When we go into the breakout rooms, there will be a different link and that is posted on the commission webpage. And I will see if we can just get that webpage listed on the screen before we break out into rooms, but yes.
Also, Mark, note with that attendees, there's also a handful of DBW employees that are on that attendees and not part of this panelist. I'm not sure why, but anyways, I just wanted to let you know that. So maybe about 20 from the voting, external voting organizations.
Thank you very much for that, Ramona. I'm looking on the webpage right now. So you said that the links to the breakout rooms are on the commission webpage, probably under the meeting schedule and agendas page, Megan?
Yes. So the commission meeting news and schedule, it should be, so the page ID 29843. And again, I'll see if we can get that up on the screen here in a minute. At the very top of the screen, it says the November workshop, join webinar, and then join breakout rooms. So you would, when we go into those rooms, you would want to click that link.
Perfect. Thank you. And would it be acceptable to you for the purposes of today's call if we bounce between groups, or are you, I'm sure you'll give us additional instruction, but thank you.
So I would add too, Megan, that if once we break out, if there's a determination meant that one of the participants would prefer to be in a different group, they have the ability to do that. I'm not a Zoom expert by any means.
That's correct. Yes. So when you go into the rooms, there should be an option to leave that room and go back into the main room where I myself or Bob, we can assign you to a different. So we'll know, you know, who's going to be in which room. So there will be the ability to, yes, go to different rooms.
Mark, I'll be doing the same as well. So I'll be bouncing around from room to room. And I do believe, though, are we coming back as this one group after? So can we, is it Bob or Mr. Chair, kind of identify once we the committees go into their rooms, are we coming back as a group after that? And just kind of,
Yeah, that was the understanding that we would come back and then formally close out.
Okay.
And I also, when we do break out, I don't know if, Commissioner Maria should probably be going to the group in place of Katie's, who's not in attendance right now in the funding source group, just to assist.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, I do have two other hand raised at time. Okay. So first, Dan Gira, I'm going to unmute you and you should be on.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you.
So yeah, Dan, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Dan Gira representing Santa Barbara County. I'm from Wood Environment and Infrastructure, Inc. I didn't know if this was the appropriate time to offer testimony regarding the composition of the committees, or would that be more appropriate in breakout rooms? Because we're primarily interested in shoreline management and erosion, as we indicated in our testimony yesterday.
I'm guessing that would probably be better served within the committee itself.
I would agree, Mr. Chair.
Okay, because the county has some ideas on participation of local agencies. We want to be sure to convey those to you.
And we I think that would be fantastic as well.
Great. Now I see if I can overcome the challenge of figuring out how to get into the Zoom breakout rooms.
Well, you're not alone.
And just so you know, that's actually not very difficult. Megan will assign everybody to the room that they're going, and a little notice will pop up on your screen saying, I forget the exact wording, but saying it says go to the breakout room. Really, all you have to do is click; it'll show up automatically for you.
And before we do go, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're singing my song. Thank you.
And I just want to reiterate too, just again, because this is a kind of a new item for a lot of us. Once we get into the groups, what we hope to accomplish is to kind of share ideas and information. There's no specific rules at this point. We can identify topics, how they want to be addressed, kind of a structure and different things. Don't feel compelled that all these decisions are already made. Once you're in your group, if you have new ideas, that we solicit any new ideas or information you have, and we want to work together to try to, you know, obviously develop the best product we can over the next year. There's no specific timelines. We'll work together to determine availability and the needs to meet. So I just want to make sure that everyone realizes that we're trying to be as collaborative as possible.
And we did have a couple more hands raised. So let's see, our next commenter, Andrea Luker, you should be unmuted.
Perfect, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great, I'm the current president of the California Association of Harbor Masters and Port Captains. Thanks for answering these questions. I do appreciate that it is a new process and people have a lot of questions. Would you anticipate that after today, there would be some sort of document or written document that would provide what might be covered in each of the subcommittees? I think there's a fair amount of us that are interested in items that aren't specifically listed on your agenda, but likely will fall within one of those subcommittees. Does that make sense? And I'm curious about your answer. Thank you.
I'm I'm sorry, Deputy Director Fernandez. I'm not sure if that's a you question or a me question.
I was going to say, I'll go ahead. yes. Hi, Andrea. Yes. So the goal would be for the committees to come up with, as they identified, you know, subcategories, if you will, on each of those specific areas. And then we would be providing, we'll be providing to this general in the group a list of those areas, subcommittees. So kind of recapping and summarizing, you know, workshop work, identifying participants, et cetera.
Thank you. That will be very helpful.
We did have another question. Beau Biller, I'm going to unmute you. And Beau, you should be on.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Commissioner and members. Beau Biller, once again, MRA, California Yacht Brokers and Harbor Masters. I think that might have covered it, but just so we can steer folks into the right directions for these three subcommittees today, hopefully save a little time, maybe just a little subject matter to add to each of those so that people can sign up and load themselves into the right breakout room to begin with. For example, under program development, is that the loan program or alternative funding? Does it fall in there? Just some idea. I think maybe that's a Ramona question, but thanks.
Yes, thank you.
That's an awesome idea. And I was hoping that would happen. So thank you.
Yes, so program development, I would envision that would include loan program. Let's see. Program development could also include the shoreline restoration program. No, yeah, private and public loan program. Let's see, revenue generating could include, obviously.
Ramona, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you mind speaking up a little bit?
Sure. Can you hear me?
If you don't mind starting from the top. So I heard funding for marinas, and you had a second item. I'm talking program development now.
Yeah, program development. I mentioned it would be the loan program. It could be the, I'm just looking at the other list that we had. Hold on. Beau, for your specific list, it would be the, again, loan program. I think it would be the economic impact probably would fall under there, boat launch grants. I would say the abandoned, although I'm not sure the abandoned there. That would kind of give you an idea of program development there. Also expenditure reductions, probably the beach erosion control would fall into there. So that's kind of a broad area that I think those categories would fall. Revenue generating opportunities, the fee, obviously vessel registration, non-motorized, of those two come to mind on me on that one. Alternative funding sources, again, with the specific areas could be, you know, the aquatic invasive species program, beach erosion program. And again, that's not limited to that, but those are kind of the areas that we were thinking when we originally, I think, talked in October at the workshop. Any questions on that? Additional questions?
There's something in the chat.
Yes, that would be correct, Jerry.
And we did have additional questions, so I will proceed with the unless otherwise noted.
Revenue generating also, yes, looking at current budget, our current budget transfers, all of the detail relating to where the money is currently, the fund is currently being transferred as well.
Mr. Chair, should I move on to the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay. Jonathan Clay. Jonathan, you should be on.
Great, thank you very much. Just listening to that last part of the conversation by Director Fernandez raises a question. If we're interested in the topic of beach sand replenishment and the erosion program, hearing that it could span both program development, revenue generating, and funding sources, it kind of begs the question then, if we're going to engage, where should we be engaging? Because I'm sure a number of us that are on the call today that are interested in the beach erosion program.
I would probably suggest if there's multiple of you, maybe some could be on one and some could be on the other. Because I do see that there's going to be some cross even within, these programs. So again, if you have multiple experts in our interest in the PBRF, funding, program development, et cetera, that you could possibly have multiple people on or sit in on the various subjects.
We did have a couple more hands raised. Next, Lenora Clark. And Lenora, you should be unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? My name is Lenora Clark, and I'm on travel kind of. So I'm on my iPhone, but I have the app plugged in. I don't know whether I heard a listing of who has been assigned to which work group. I guess that's a Ramona question.
Yes, it is. So Lenora, Jerry did provide us with a list of potential RVOC members in specific areas. I think we will be going through that, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. In a sense, too, like we pointed out, that there are some people who are requesting to be on multiple groups or even multiple subgroups within the group. So we haven't really made any formal distinctions yet. We're trying to find the best possible fit for people who want to be on multiple things, but no actual formal decision or assignments have been made.
Thank you.
And I think today too also is the goal is to kind of establish those. So once we have that and we do, provide continued communication on today's workshop, identify who, those ad hoc committees, committee participants, subcategories. And then from there, I think, subject matter experts in interest may vary from all of you of which specific area you want to be in or need to be in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to continue with the commenters. So Mark Smith. Mark, you should be on.
Yes, thank you again. Understand that this is a work in progress. I just feel like one of the key things that is confusing to us in the community right now is exactly what topics are going to be covered in which subcommittees. And I don't mean to beat a dead horse on that, but I think that the department, the division should really focus on determining what topics are going to be talked about. A few of us are here as representatives of larger communities and are being asked to carry the voice of that community. So it makes it physically impossible for us to be in more than one room at one time. And I do think that to the extent possible, referencing what Jonathan, my colleague Jonathan Clay just said, to the extent that we can keep topics within an individual subcommittee, I think makes a lot of sense. So again, I understand this is a work in progress. I just feel like there hasn't been as much thought given as necessary to what topics are going to be discussed in what rooms. And then I put a comment in the chat. I think it's incumbent for those of us who are working in this process to understand who our other colleagues and participants are, again, because we cannot see them. So I asked for maybe, and I think I heard this from Ramona, I asked for if there will be a list of people who are assigned to each work group, and then possibly just a master list of all the people who are participating in the workshops. I think that would be very helpful to all of us. It's also something that CDFW did when they were working through the R3 process. So there is a little bit of familiarity on my part, at least, with this type of structure. And I do believe that CDFW did a reasonably good job of that in a virtual environment. Thank you.
Mark, that is an awesome concern. And Megan, are you the... Are you able to share a screen? I have an idea for how to organize this so people can see names and we can talk about what each committee, what is involved in each committee. And I'd like to share that and see if this works for everybody. So.
Yes, Bob, you should be able to.
Yes, you are allowed to share screen.
Ah, I see it. I got it. Can you all see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So this isn't done yet. I apologize if I look like I haven't been paying attention. What I have been doing is going through the participant list, and I'm not done yet, but going by first names, because that's how you're listed, putting everybody on this list. Let me make it bigger so you're not seeing other slides, just that slide. There we go. Whoopsies. So we got, I'm one by one bringing names down. What I want to do is have a conversation. So first we'll talk about revenue generation. What are we talking about? What's involved in revenue generation? And then we'll talk about what alternative funding sources is, and then what program development is. Your names are only here once, but that doesn't, as we've already said, that doesn't mean you can only be part of one committee. What I'm hoping is we can get you for today assigned into whichever committee it is of you think is most important for you to be on. And also I can easily duplicate your name and make sure you go under another committee so that as we go forward, you get invited to meetings of those committees as well. And I would like to ask Deputy Director and the Chairman, does this seem like an acceptable way to go forward for today?
I think so. I think it provides, it's informative. At a glance, you can see the bigger picture of who's doing what. Till we can
I
really
will stop my share then. Thank you. I hope that clarifies what the process will be. And very shortly, I'll have all of your names up there. And as I said, we can duplicate your name and put you under another committee if you want to be. Make sure that you get invited to future meetings for that committee. Mark, does that make sense?
Yeah, sorry, it does. Thank you. I appreciate it. I know that today is an organizational thing. I know we're asking a lot of organizational questions, and I appreciate the attention you're paying to them all. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your leadership.
Sure.
We have another comment, Jerry Desmond. And Jerry, you should be on.
Thank you. Again, recognizing this is a work in progress, we're working on it, but a couple thoughts just looking at the screen, you know, there that was provided. Two questions. One is, it looks like one of our very seasoned and experienced appointment volunteers is Winston Bumpus, our president. I don't see him on the list, the potential list, in my quick review. And then secondly, I'm not sure of the process. Does each of the individuals on that page sort of pick a committee, or is the chair going to pick, you know, what the next steps are? Okay. I see Bob shaking his head like it's up to each individual is going to pick a committee, is going to pick a subgroup.
That is my understanding. The chair won't pick the committee. That we would like people to have the choice in that. And I just wanted to add, as an interesting coincidence, as you were saying the name Winston Bumpus, I was typing it onto that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's on there now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I understand now. Thank you.
Yeah, we kind of hoped that for amongst the groups of volunteers, if they find themselves on multiple things, that they could really possibly among themselves to determine what is the most appropriate one for them to be a part of instead of us randomly picking and choosing.
Super. Thank you.
I did see one other hand raised. Dan Gira, I see your hand is up. I just want to make sure. Dan, did you want to leave a comment?
No, I forgot to lower it. I will lower it now.
Got it. No worries. Just wanted to check. Mr. Chair, I see no further comments or questions at this time.
So I think with that, Mr. Waller, should we endeavor to enter into the breakout groups to see what kind of discussion we can engage in?
I think you're muted, Bob.
You would think after a year and a half of a pandemic, I would learn how to unmute myself. So let us go in that direction. I'm going to bring up the screen that we just had up. I was doing this while during this meeting. I didn't know who was going to be here in advance. So if I got your name incorrect, if I spelled your name wrong, or I missed your name, or something like that, please let me know. We have the three committees there. I think for purposes of today, if possible, the best thing would be to choose one of greatest interest. And as I mentioned, I can duplicate your name and put you in another committee that maybe you would be able to bounce them back and forth from today, but if that would make things difficult. So if it's at all possible to pick one for today with the understanding that we'll make sure you are on the list to get invited for future events regarding that committee. So I heard a request for clarification on what is involved, what specifically is involved in each of these three. As I've already mentioned, I'm an outsider to boating and waterways. I'm a facilitator. Perhaps Chairman Urban or Deputy Director Fernandez, would you like to explain or ask somebody to explain what we mean by each of these? I guess starting with revenue generation, these are in no particular order. I randomly put them up. So what do we mean by revenue generation? What all is involved in that?
Well, the intent is we'll meet and we'll look for, at least in revenue generation, we'll look for ideas that we can make recommendations on processes as far as increase in registration fees if necessary, non-motorized use fees, different types of fee structures, and different type of ideas. At the moment, I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert, but we'll look for ideas and develop ideas with data and expertise to make recommendations at the end of the year as to where we can look to move forward and possibly increasing or creating new fee structures to try to generate additional revenues.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman Ehrman. Can I ask everybody in attendance here, did you have any particular questions about what's involved in what this committee will be involved in? Of course, we'll get more specific when we break down, but any questions at this point about what we mean by revenue generation?
Bob, can I also add on that revenue generation was also, I think, would the intent would be looking at the current fund itself. So the structure of the fund now, you know, where the money is going. I mean, the committee will be looking at current expenditures and revenues as well, and exploring that.
Awesome. And I'm moving slow because I want to give people a chance. Megan, are you seeing anything in the chat? Anybody asking questions about revenue generation?
At this time, I am not seeing anything.
Cool. Then I will move forward. Chairman Ehrman or Deputy Director Fernandez, what do we mean by alternative funding sources? What all is likely to be entailed in that?
One of the areas, and this again isn't exclusive, but one of the things when we talked about at the workshop in October was looking at our programs that are currently funded through the Harbors and Watercraft Revolving Fund. And as we look through programs, is there other potential funding sources that these programs could, not necessarily the program that we don't support the program, the division support the program, but is there another type of funding source besides the Harbors and Watercraft Revolving Fund to support the efforts of these programs?
And, thank you, Deb.
I think during the workshop, we used, you know, the Aquatic Invasive Species Program, for example. We've realized through the years of administering and managing this program, and I do have the leader of this particular program online here, Eddie Hard, but we have realized that, you know, the boater, there's more out there that are benefiting from this program than just the boating community.
Thank you, Deputy Director Fernandez. Did anybody have any questions about what you just heard or other related questions for related to alternative funding sources?
We did have a comment in the chat. If you'd like to take a look, it's regarding local agency representation.
I see Dan Gira. I hope I'm saying your name right. Don't hesitate to correct me. I think local agency representation on alternative funding sources would be key.
And Dan, I've put you, you're unmuted if you'd like to.
Thank you. I need to consult with the county. I think the county would be interested in participating, but I think my idea was that I'd like to recommend that you all consider soliciting local agencies from each region of the state. The representative from Del Mar yesterday had great testimony, and they're facing destruction of entire neighborhoods, as is the city of Carpinteria in Santa Barbara County. 900 units are projected to be damaged or destroyed in the next 70 years. So I think local agencies should be solicited. The county may or may not want me to participate. I'm happy to if the county wants me to, but I think it's really important. And Mark Baylor from Beacon, I know, is on the Revenue Generation Committee, but I think local agencies are on the front line, so it's really important to get their input.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dan. Any other questions or comments about alternative funding sources? I will, let's move on
Oh,
we have a raised hand.
Jerry Desmond.
Thank you. I barely snuck in there under the wire. Thank you, though. Very quick, folks there. Alternative funding sources could also include, I'm guessing, for consideration, the participation through fees of non-motorized craft and others that has been discussed before. You know, second, I remember Director Quintero yesterday mentioned experience and success with environmental contributions of those who want to support the programs and services as well. And also alternative funding sources would be other beneficiaries. For instance, it has been a long-term view. I know that we're starting to hear from all the locals who, of course, care about beach erosion control, which is very important. But in the view of the traditional recreational boaters who pay the motorboat fuel taxes, other sources of funding for the beach erosion control program are very appropriate in an era of climate change and the kind of funding resources that have been provided to state parks in general above the Division of Boating and Waterways. And then third, you know, fourth would be other stakeholders that we have been talking about for, and the commission and the division have been considering, is to develop a program to look at other beneficiaries to invasive species control, you know, in the waterways that are agriculture and others that have been working on for some time. So I would think that perhaps alternative funding sources include, you know, a variety of potential funding sources. Keep mentioning this is RBOC and others, is that motorboat fuel taxes attributable to boaters, all those funds, only 14% are deposited into the, or, you know, sent to the HWRF, only 14%. It used to be 100%. And over the years, that has diminished in a variety of ways over to state parks and other areas. And a recapture of funds paid by boaters every year is also, we would consider, an alternative funding source discussion item.
Thanks,
Gary. Thank you. All great ideas. Anything else on the topic of alternative funding sources? Let us move on then to program development. Deputy Director Fernandez, could you give us a synopsis of what we mean by program development and what is entailed?
Yes, so some of the items, again, that were discussed at the workshop and areas that could be, again, this is not inclusive, but would be our loan programs that have currently are suspended. So our loan, private and public loan program, studies, reports could also be part of this. That would also obviously include, the economic report and ongoing issue proper. So those types of program enhancements to current program would be part of this. So some of the things, again, not inclusive, so we'd be anxious to hear from the voting community and our staff and others.
Thank you, Deputy Director Fernandez, and I see that Jerry Desmond has raised a hand.
Just adding in these initial conversations, teeing up the scope, reiterating, and of course, what Ms. Fernandez has said, and adding in that, you know, programs might involve could involve a review of all the programs, even though some might be quickly reaffirmed, like boater operator certification programs, boating safety, you know, education programs. But there are a variety of local law enforcement programs, you know, the funding provided to them. In addition, and it's come out in a number of commission meetings, is identification of new programs that might serve the future of boating, you know, in the state, recreational boating, with some of the themes that were, you know, climate change, for instance, access to waterways and urban settings, I know is important to the chair and the former chair. And so I think if we take the time to not just look at status quo, but look at the future and how not just efficiency in programs or improvement of, you know, several very effective programs, but build toward the future. And if we're going to look for boating community, the boating public, to pay more in registration fees or in fuel tax dollars, it behooves us to provide what's going to benefit them. Is it going to be status quo, or is it going to be new opportunities that, you know, capture the vision of California going forward? Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any other questions about program development and generally what we mean by that and what it entails? No, well, moving right along. I want to do a pulse check here for just a second. And you'll forgive me, as I've mentioned, I'm not from boating and waterways. I'm from training, and trainers like to make sure that people get breaks if needed. We have been here a good while now. Do we need a 5-minute break? Rick, do me this favor, raise your hand if you think we need a break now. I see two raised hands, or shout it out, or put it in the chat or something. Couple of raised hands for a break. So that is nowhere near a majority. Can I ask for guidance here from Chairman Ehrman? Is a break a good thing, or do we keep plowing forward and make these assignments right now? Chairman Ehrman, I think I saw you give responding.
I did your unmuting as well. I recommend we take a quick 5-minute break and then we'll continue forward.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take 5 and we'll be right back at it.
I already put your poster in.
Chair Ehrman, it has been 5 minutes and we are recording and broadcasting.
Okay, we are back on.
Awesome. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to reshare my screen here. And we have had a conversation about generally what are we talking about when we say revenue generation, alternative funding sources, and program development. It is now the moment we've all been waiting for, the time to actually get people onto these committees. And I'm hearing that a number of us would like to be on multiple committees and may even today want to bounce between rooms. And we don't want to discourage any interest or participation. Again, I would like to reiterate that the hope is that some actual committee work will get done today, and that's harder when there's bouncing around, but you are welcome to do that. So here's what I would like to do. Here's how I'd like to do this. I have your names down there. I hope I got everybody. Stop me if I didn't, or correct me if I spelled your name wrong. I was doing this with divided attention. I want to start with by identifying where you would like to. I think I'm going to ask if there's, I want to start with, is there anybody who is happy being on just one committee? And then the next thing I want to do is if you want to be on multiple committees, ask you to identify where you would like to start off this morning. And that the answer to that question might be which one you think might be the most important for you to be on. So first I'm going to ask, is there anybody who is okay being on one committee? And then if you want to be on multiple, where do you want to start off this morning? Is that making sense? Any questions about that? I love it when I'm that clear. That's great. Let me start then by asking, is there anybody who would like to be, is okay being on one committee? I see Ray Durazo has raised a hand. Ray? I see multiple raised hands. Okay, so Ray, what committee would you like to be on?
One second. I just had to promote Ray to a panelist, and he should be rejoining so that he's able to. Ray, you should be on. I think you just have to unmute. I think you might be muted.
And if you are answering the question of which committee you would like to be on, you can also put that in the chat.
Okay, can you hear me?
Now yes. We can hear you.
I would like to be on alternative funding sources.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. I'm grabbing your name down here and putting it under alternative funding sources. And was there another raised hand for somebody who would like to be on? Is it okay being on just one committee?
Andrea, I've put you unmuted.
Thank you. Yes, if you would put me under program development, that would be lovely.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
And more raised hands, I see.
Bob, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes. I'm sorry, I wasn't hearing.
This is Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
Hi. I'd like to go ahead and identify some staff.
Yes.
BBW staff for the various assignments, committees.
Sure. Awesome.
Revenue generating generation. I'd like to add Elaine Massey.
Is her name up here? I don't see it.
It's not.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Elaine?
No, it's Lane, L-A-N-E.
Oh, L-A-N-E, Lane.
And his last name is M-A-S-S-E-Y.
Cool. Thank you.
I also want to identify Joanna Andrade, also for that revenue gen.
Okay. Did I spell correctly?
A-N-D-R-A-T-E.
E. Okay.
R-A-D-E. I'm sorry. A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Yes.
Okay.
And then for the alternative funding source, Eddie Hard.
I saw Eddie's name here. There we go.
And okay. Jeffrey Caudill. He's on there.
And Jeffrey Caudill also under alternative. There he is. Okay.
Program development, Karen Dill.
Karen Dill under program development.
And Karina Duggar. And that's C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
Okay. D-O-R-R-I-N-A, Duggar, D-U-G-G-E-R.
Correct. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Ramona. We got a bunch all at once. Love that. Were there more hands raised? Oh, actually, Ramona, while I've still got your attention, did I copy down any names that are not supposed to be on committees? For example, are you going to be on a committee? I got
I'm
your name.
I'm not going to be on a committee, Bob.
That's okay. Is there anybody else who would not be on a committee that I've put down here?
Down here, for now, Charlie Hesse, you can take off. Okay. Jim Boots, Casey Caldwell.
Who was the second one you said? Joe Dukes. Okay. Casey Caldwell. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be bouncing around throughout and assisting overall.
Okay.
And I'm keeping. Sorry, there's some people in the chat, so I'm keeping note of the comments in the chat as well.
Okay, thank you, Megan. Are you seeing anybody else who has said you can put me on this committee? I want to be on just this one committee.
You just on one committee. Let's see.
And I might suggest, Bob, maybe using the chat for this, and if people want to sign up, they can do that.
Yes. People have been making that their comments in the chat about that. So thank you for the reminder, Ramona. If you want to just put your name down in the chat for what committee you'd like to be on, we're concentrating on, I'm okay with being on just one committee. Is there anybody who doesn't see their name under the one committee that you want to be on? Oh, I'm seeing. Okay, so I see Michael Sinicori is asking to be on alternative funding sources. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Along with Michael on that committee, I also noted Charlie Helms and Kim Garvey.
Okay. I remember typing Charlie Helms' name. Chair. Okay. Charlie Helms and Kim Garvey.
As well as Eric Chu. And then I have some other names from the chat when you're ready.
I am ready. Let's do this.
Okay. So program development, and apologies if I mispronounce any names. Mark Beiler.
On program development.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Also on program development, we have Morris Lum.
Thank you, Morris.
Lenora Clark.
Also program development. Thank you, Lenora.
And Chris Miller on program development.
Thank you, Chris.
And Winston Bumpus would like to be on the revenue generating committee.
Okay. That is awesome. And I see more raised hands.
Yes. I would suggest if you have already put your preference in the chat to lower your hand, if you would like to leave an additional comment or questions to keep raised, just so. Yeah. Lenora, I'm going to unmute you, and you should be on.
Thank you. What I wanted to do was see if my second committee could be alternative funding, if that was the capability.
That sounds like a great idea, and that's where we're headed next.
Okay.
So I am feeling that we are done with people who are saying I'm okay with being on one committee. If you would like to be on multiple committees, and I think, Lenore, I'm hearing that our next step is to talk about where you want to start off today, and with the understanding that perhaps you would like to be on another committee. So, Lenora, I'm hearing that you're okay starting off in program development today. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So let me, and you just said that you would also like to be in, what else did you say?
The alternative funding sources.
Thank you for that. Okay. I'm for now down at the bottom because we have stuff in the middle now, just to make it visually clear for me. Can I go one person at a time? Amanda, would I be correct to assume that you would like to be on multiple committees? Where would you like to start off today? Michael, I'm seeing in the chat you would also like to be on program development, okay?
I'm seeing a comment from Amanda, who may not officially be on the committee, but is interested in discussion on our alternative funding sources.
Oh, Amanda, okay.
Yes, and Amanda, please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. And
help me out here. I just kind of lost track of what I was doing. It seems like maybe I put Amanda under revenue generation as a first choice. Am I correct? Or did I make a mistake?
Alternative funding sources, if we can move her there.
That is her first choice.
Yes.
And not revenue generation.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. All right. Becca Gross, if you're there, what committee would you like to start off on today? And what's your second choice?
May I suggest while some people are responding in the chat, I did have a couple of other names. So Jim Mirid, he would go under program development.
Got it. Thank you, Jim. And I just saw that Jerry requested that he'd like to start off today under alternative funding. And I got you on the bottom because I'm thinking you want to be on multiple. Jim, were you also wanting to be on multiple? I'm putting you down here as, again, I'm just visually distinguishing between putting the people who want to be on multiple committees on the bottom, to be clear.
And just a correction, Jerry Desmond is on revenue generating committee today.
For today. Okay, thank you, Jerry. Sorry. All right. Jonathan Clay, we got so much going on. I really want to apologize if I've missed anybody. Jonathan Clay, where would you like to start off today?
Jonathan left a comment. His first preference is alternative funding sources for today, and next would be program development. So for today, alternative funding sources.
Okay. Got it. Becca Gross.
Can we also add Dan Gira to alternative funding sources?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. As well as Mark Smith.
Did I see? Mark Smith is here. Didn't I type Mike Smith's name? That's all right, I'll duplicate. Okay.
And Todd Lewhoiser, if we can add to program development. Okay.
Jimmy, we're going to start off. I'm going to put the people who are starting off in there. Mark Smith is starting off in alternative funding, I believe. Dan Guerra is starting off in alternative funding, I believe.
Yes, and I also like to add that once we go into these breakout rooms, and if by some chance you end up in a different committee than you originally wanted to be, you have the option to leave that breakout room and we can assign you to another one. So,
okay. Becca Gross, I lost track. I apologize. Where would you like to start off today? Well, I see Bo Biller for program development. Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you, Bo. And Michael Sinacruz is second. Okay. All right. So again, I apologize because there's a lot to look at it all at once. Megan, have you heard from Becca Gross? I didn't make a mental note there. Becca, are you there?
You know, I am no longer seeing her name, but I will be sending her an email with a link to join the breakout rooms. So, okay. Yeah.
I'll put her down here for a moment. All right. So my understanding is this is where we are right now for who wants to be, where you want to start your day off, where you want to start today. I'm going to insert hold on a second. I'll do this. I'm going to put a line right here. This is where this is where everybody's starting today. That's my understanding, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I also have heard, and I know I haven't heard from everybody yet on this, Lenora Clark would like to would like to start on program development, but also be in alternative funding sources. And Michael Sinacori is starting on alternative funding, but also like to be in program development. Let me ask the questions. The final question, those of you who wanted to be on multiple committees, I've already gotten where you will start off today. If you haven't done so already, will you identify the other committees that you would like to be part of?
Megan, based on the list that we have participating, is everyone on there identified on the screen? Or
let me just double check. I believe we do have everyone who is on the list. They have on our attendee list. They have expressed if they will be on a committee. Go ahead.
Kara, I saw that you wanted to be on alt funding. Jerry, I see that you want to be on all three. And I have you're starting off today on revenue generation, if I'm correct. We'll put you also on the others. Okay.
So Jerry, Bo, and Mark, I'm going to be bouncing around all of them as well. So just so you know that, you know, and everyone, you know, can participate in each one of the programs, but not necessarily be assigned to that. So just so you know, I'll be doing the same. I'll be going on all three of these.
Okay. I'm seeing that Jonathan Clay would like to be in program development as well. Hey, Jonathan Clay, where are you? Where did I put your name, Jonathan?
He is under alt funding sources at the bottom.
Oh, I ran your name in to Kara's. Sorry about that. And you're also wanting to be in program development. Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to be in multiple committees? Will you look at your screen? I thank you for bearing with this process. will you look at your screen? Above the thin green yellow line is where you're going to start off today. Below the thin green yellow line is other committees that you'd like to be part of. Am I missing anything? There's a lot going on in the chat and hearing from people, and I wouldn't be surprised if I missed something.
And once again, we can reassign you in the breakout rooms if anything is incorrect.
Okay. So I'm feeling like we're about there. If I am wrong about that, please make a clarification in the chat or raise your hand or get my attention or Megan's attention somehow. And I'm not seeing any corrections. I'm so surprised and happy this went very smoothly. All right. So in a moment, we're going to assign you to breakout rooms where you'll begin a conversation about how your committee is going to get started. And as Megan has mentioned before, if you are somebody who would like to be on multiple committees, if today you want to I see if your name is below that thin green and yellow line, I will make sure that the committee knows you're interested in further being part of further meetings. Also, in addition, if you want to bounce from one to another today, you can do that. The way you would do that is, in a moment, you will be assigned to your committee, your first choice committee, if you will. At any point, I think it's, and Megan, correct me if I'm wrong, it's at the bottom right-hand part of the screen, you will see a option to click to get out of that room. And when that happens, that if you click that, it'll take you back to the big room where Megan and or I will be, and you can just let us know, hey, I would like to bump over to the other committee room now, and we can switch you over to that room. Did I say that right, Megan?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Okay, if there are no further questions, we're gonna assign you to send you in just a moment to those rooms. And Megan, you have this. Yep, I'm sorry, did I hear something?
Yeah, this is Tom Pierre. So do we need to set a time when we're gonna reconvene in this main room?
Yes, let's do that. So I'm gonna bring up, thank you, let's do that. Megan, do you have this information down?
So when we break out and go into these breakout rooms, we can set a time for how long you will be in the room. And we will also, we'll be able to send you how much time you have left. We can send messages in your rooms. It'll pop up on the screen. I believe that we previously discussed for each committee to meet. Mr. Chair, did we want to set aside, I believe, was it an hour? Or Bob and I can also check in and see where people kind of gauge where people are.
I think so. I think, and then we could message you if we feel like the task is complete as far as we're going to get today.
Yes, that'd be great. So just logistics for the breakout rooms. It is a separate Zoom link, which previously mentioned is on the website. I also emailed it to as many people as I could. If you did not receive that email, please feel free to drop your email in the chat, or once again, it is on the commission webpage. And if Travis, there's possibly a way to note that on the screen.
Yes, I will share that right now.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis.
And commissioners and staff, I have also sent you that Zoom link via email. Awesome. Thank you, Travis. So if you didn't receive it, please let me know. But yes, that is where we're going next.
Okay, just so I understand process. So we are going to leave this chat, and then I'm going to click that little red button that says leave. We're going to go into these breakout rooms on the new link. And then in 1 hour, unless we are notified otherwise, we'll reconvene in this chat room.
Correct. Yes. And you, the webinar will still be live, so you don't have to leave it. I mean, you can, because you can obviously rejoin, or you can just mute yourself and turn off your video. Whatever you prefer. But yes, okay. We will be going to a different Zoom meeting.
Okay, and obviously I'm in the process. So do we want to set a hard time when we're going to reconvene here, say 11:45, in the absence of all else?
Sure. Well, let's talk about what the right amount, first of all, what the committee should be, a good goal for your committee for this time, sure. and talk about how long it would take to do that. Can I... I prepared a slide for that, if it's okay, and it might be incomplete. So if you all have ideas about what else your committee should be doing during this time, here's what my understanding, and it may be incomplete, so we can add things to this list, but you should be talking about what your committee's goals are, what will be needed in order to achieve those goals, how you're, as a group, you're going to start, and some initial ideas about who does what, basic up, and when you'll get together again, and so on. Is there anything missing from this list of basic things that your team should talk about?
I think that's a good starting point.
Okay. And I heard an hour as a possibility. Do we think that's the right amount of time? I had also heard a half an hour earlier. Can we talk about this stuff in a half hour? Do we need an hour? Would a middle point like 45 minutes be right? Any ideas? From anybody too, you can put that in the chat. How long do we need in order to have a starter conversation?
I agree with this is Chairman Irwin. I agree with the hour. We could always notify that the group is completed.
Okay. So am I hearing that we should plan on an hour, and if things are wrapping up in less than an hour, we can do that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Yes.
So let's plan on you meeting for an hour. And it sounds like we're good to go. Am I correct?
Yes. And Bob and I, we can send you a message and let you know when we're going to reconvene on the webinar. So everyone will know, you know, what's happening.
All right, Megan, I'm sorry, Chairman.
Megan, can you resend me the link for the, I'm not finding it for some reason. I apologize.
No worries. I will definitely resend it.
I can show the link again if you'd like. This is the commission's website. Go to meeting news and schedule. The link is right here.
Okay. So you'll be there for an hour, unless we all kind of collectively agree that we're done. And we'll have you come back here. And if you want to switch to a different room, you can do that. Any questions? And Morris Lum pointed out that we could post the link in the chat too. Okay, so I'm hearing no questions. Megan, are we ready to do this?
Yes, I'm just sending the link to some people, but yes, I believe we are ready.
Okay. Thank you all for being so patient with this process. The new world post-pandemic is a strange world. Lots of pauses while waiting, and we really are appreciative of your time.
Thank you, Travis, for sending that link. The link is also in the chat for those still on the call. Oh, Morris, you said that, sorry.
There it is, I see it.
Yay.
So Megan, I want to make sure I understand, do you and I stay here to help transfer people to other rooms?
I can try and be on both. So I can actually, Travis, if anyone else joins the webinar, is it possible to redirect them? I think everyone will be going to this Zoom meeting, but. And Bob, you received the link for the other Zoom meeting, correct?
What?
The link for the other Zoom meeting for the breakout rooms. So we can't do breakout rooms in a webinar.
Right.
I just re-forwarded it, so I'm going to go ahead and hop on.
Okay.
Sorry, this is Travis from AGP Video. Are you two going to be joining the other meeting?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't have any room set up. I'm waiting for Mr. Waller to be handling that.
Okay. So people are not in rooms right now?
No, they're just all waiting in the main room right now.
Okay, got it. So I have a list on the screen. So I need to go do that. I am thinking that maybe Megan went to do that.